Expanding flights. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The Biden administration reversing a Trump administration policy on Cuba.
There will be expanded flights between the U.S. and Cuba, the Biden administration announced, ending restrictions put in place during the Trump administration. The State Department is also ending a limit on remittances immigrants can send the people on the island of Cuba that cap payments to $1,000 per quarter. Remittances can also be sent to non-family members. That is seen as a way to support independent Cuban entrepreneurs. In a statement, the State Department says the U.S. aims to support Cubans' aspirations for freedom and greater economic opportunities. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Baby formula maker Abbott has reached a deal with the FDA to restart production at a factory that was shut down after recalls in February. The FDA is also easing some restrictions on baby formula imports to help make up for the shortage that left many store shelves empty. The 18-year-old suspect in Saturday's mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, has pled not guilty.
Through tears, heartbroken families describing their loved ones who police say were murdered because of the color of their skin. The victims ranging in age from 32 to 86 years old. Investigators say the gunman, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, chose this store based off of the zip code, which has the highest black population in Buffalo.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Buffalo. Most of the 10 victims were black. Gendron is an admitted white supremacist who was flagged for threatening to shoot up his high school, but was not prevented from legally buying a weapon. He has another court appearance set for Thursday. Authorities in Orange County, California, say the suspect in yesterday's shooting at a church was motivated by hatred against Taiwan when he opened fire on elderly Taiwanese parishioners. The attack killed a man who tackled David Cho. Five other people were wounded. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Police are looking for suspects in a shooting at a flea market in Houston yesterday afternoon.
One man who was there uninjured is charged with tampering with evidence. Two men in their 20s died in the shooting. Three others were hospitalized in critical condition.
There was multiple shots fired, and we believe there was probably at least three to five shooters.
Harris County Sheriff's Major Susan Cotter says the shootings happened after an argument between a group of men and that at least two handguns have been recovered. Families with kids were across the street on carnival rides when the bullets started flying. Chris Foster, Fox News.
A group of voters who challenged Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's eligibility to run for re-election say they've appealed the Georgia Secretary of State's decision that she can appear on the ballot. The voters claim she played a big role in the Capitol riot and was therefore ineligible for re-election. Following a surge in traffic-related deaths, the Department of Transportation is looking for safety solutions.
The Department of Transportation says they're now accepting applications from government groups that want cash to make cities and streets safer as traffic-related deaths and injuries soar. 40,000 people were killed last year on the roads and nearly 4 million people were injured. The infrastructure law makes $5 billion available for roadway safety projects over 5 years. And now DOT says they're ready to dole out the first billion for projects this year. They're holding a series of webinars in June to teach those eligible how to apply. That includes metropolitan planning organizations, counties, cities, and transit agencies, and federally recognized tribes. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Workers at a Trader Joe's grocery store in western Massachusetts are seeking to unionize. Organizers at the store in Hadley sent an open letter to the company's CEO citing concerns about pay, benefits, and safety, and have asked for a union election. On Wall Street, the Dow added 26, the Nasdaq lost 142, the S&P off 15. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.